today I would like to offer to you, seeing all the things that is happening in life, you know, and understanding all the, happenings in life, because it is important as human beings, you know, what we're in. Of course, we assume we know, which we know a lot of things, but to be able to know it with wisdom is a different way of looking at life. You know, when we know life, when we see life, to see it as it is, without the mind wandering off, without the mind being restless. As we meditate, if we look in the meditation, we ask questions. What do I know now? And we say the answer is I know I'm breathing in and I know I'm breathing out. And that question we ask in life, do we really know what we are doing? As in meditation, after a while we forgot. And then we're breathing in and we're breathing out, and then the mind is roaming around, wandering off. So we don't really know anymore. That because of the forgetfulness, that we forgot to concentrate on the task. Same thing in life, the thing we think we know, sometimes doesn't click and doesn't really come into our attention of what we're really knowing because of these factors, the mind, restless all the time. And in the meditation, the next question we ask is what do we, what is that we know, isn't it? And what are we, doing now? And, the question is, we know we are breathing in, we are breathing out. We also know that this is the in-breath and this is the out-breath. So it's two different things of knowing. Not only the knowing things, we know their characteristic, as well as we know what we are doing. We know this is, we not only know that we are breathing in and out, we know this is the in-breath and this is the out-breath. So, as we go deeper, we ask what is the characteristics of the things that we know. We say, this is the long in-breath, this is the long out-breath, this is the medium in-breath, this is the medium out-breath, etc. So the knowing, level of knowing, we go deeper and deeper, then that where the wisdom and wise attention comes in. So when we look at the life, things happening in life, the way we look at life is like we look in meditation, without the mind being restless, concentrated, and trying to see what is it there that we, are feeling, we are experiencing, what is that we need to know, what is the characteristic of it, like that. So the deeper level of knowing, improve as we meditate more and more. Otherwise, if we don't have that skill to look at life in a deeper way, then it's like a very shallow sort of a living life, seeing life, that we somehow suffer a lot and we are afraid to suffer, It's like a bird that afraid of height, or a fish that afraid of water. Being as a human being in life is like that. There will be suffering. There's no doubt we can avoid it, We say growing pains, that when we are growing up, all the joints and this and that expanding, it's quite painful. When we were born, it's quite painful too. All these things associated with life. So when we start, contemplating life deeply like that, we come to realize that all these Cinderella approach that we have for life is sometimes it's not relevant. All the things we want, the best, and smiles all the time, like in the stories, the prince and princess, hold hands and then walking into the sunset, happy forever. And in reality, that's not so. We cannot hold hands and walk into the sunset forever. Along the way, we have differences, we have quarrels, we have fights, difference in, you know, opinions and views. From that we have, action and reaction of the mind, feelings, emotions, that is not pleasant, from this disagreement. And all this coming from is living life, you know, without being aware or without understanding life deeply. We can't understand life deeply because we don't have this wisdom to be able to concentrate, to see life, to know life in a different levels. You know, we know what we are doing, what is that we are doing, and then, you know, what is the characteristic of things that we are doing, or knowing what we are doing and what we are seeing and things like that. So if we have this notion of life in a different, deeper level of understanding, what is happening in life, you know, we, you know, tranquilize it with wisdom, you know, because things are rising, things are falling, problems are coming, problems are going. We know that that is life, such is life, you know. Then if we know such is life, and we are prepared for it, isn't it? You know, obstacles in life, difficulties in life, problems in life. It's like playing a game, whether it's a, you know, baseball game or a footy game or a rugby game or whatever game it is. You have two sides, isn't it? Your aim is to get the goal, to pass the ball to the other side and kick the goal in, isn't it? And then when you do that, what happens? They're not going to allow you to do that. They're going to, you know, block you. They're going to prevent you. They're going to disturb you in every way, isn't it? Then because of that, will we give up, you know? Put the ball down and that's it. I'm not going to kick the ball anymore. There's too much, you know, isn't it? Life is like that. We are in it. We can't put the ball down and walk away. We have to keep carry on. That is life. So like that game, we know that, you know, these people are there, you know, and then we are to avoid them, to, you know, work our way around them, you know, persuade them, pacify them, mitigate the things, then, you know, break down the barriers, build the bridges. That's how we should go, isn't it? So when we are playing a game like that, that's just because the other side bump into you and then you cry and you got very upset and angry, and then, you know, then you got so emotional, isn't it? Then what happened is you're not concentrating on the game anymore. You're concentrating on the person who did that to you, and you want revenge on that, isn't it? Life is like that, isn't it? Many people say things, many people do things that, you know, is not to our liking. It disturbs us very much. So in that sense, if we only concentrate on, oh, he did that to me, she did that to me, he said that to me, she said that to me, I'm going to, you know, do that back to them, we are in that prison again. Little prison, can't escape. Like playing a game, we are trying to, instead of kicking the ball in the goal, we are trying to follow that person who did wrong to us and try to do the same to them. Wasted our time. Life is very short. So instead of wasting on these things, our goal is happiness in life. So these trivial things, we just, you know, with this understanding of deeper level, in the deeper level, you let it go. It's not the point in life to do, to revenge, to get angry, isn't it? And in the games, sometimes the opposition, the coach and everything, you know, it's possible that they say, you know, that guy is the lead goal scorer, you know, make him angry, you know, disturb him, or, you know, kick his knee or ankle, you know, injure him. They do all sort of things like that, isn't it? Strategy, right? So if you are one of the best player, you know that is coming, that is understanding, and you know how they're going to come, right? And you know the characteristic of the behavior, the pattern they will do. So once you know that you are prepared for it, and when they come, you know, you avoid them, you know. You dodge yourself out of it, you know. I know when I was young, I played footy a lot. A lot of rough games. I know how to avoid, how to jump high, how to twist myself to get out of the trouble. You know, these are the things you learn. So in life, it is like that. You know that they are going to do that to you. And if they do that to make you angry, you know that they are trying to make you angry because you'll be angry and then you won't concentrate on your game anymore. Same thing in life. If we get angry and then bogged down in these little trivial things, our happiness, the goal of happiness, is far away from us. It's so hard to reach it. So it is wise and economical and beneficial to cut those hatred and anxieties, evil aversions off like that. Easy. Because you know that by doing so, we are going to get a lot of happiness in life. What can happen in life? We can die, isn't it? No matter you're young or you're old or you're middle age or whatever, no matter whether you die in the accidents or naturally or whatever, we die one day, isn't it? No matter how we die of disease or anything, it doesn't matter. As long as we are still breathing, as long as we are still able to have this clear comprehension, we live life every day peacefully and happily and see the beauty of that every day produces, presents to us. Every day is lovely. Today is lovely and every day is lovely, only if you can see life in a deeper level. So whatever we have, we let it go. You always remember Professor Hawkins. So much pain, his whole body in that wheelchair. He produced one of the most outstanding scientific discoveries and theories in the world, a leading figure. Live beyond and above that pain that the body produces. The mind is happy, the mind is free. Such is life, and I offer this to you today. Hope you can use it in your daily life. Thank you.